Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Liberty Mail. My name is Grace Riley, and today I am joined by a special guest, Emily Milnes, who is the Director of Recruitment and Program Relations at the Pepperdine School of Public Policy. She has quite a background that she'll share a bit about that I think that you'll find very interesting, but she's a licensed attorney admitted to the State Bar of California. And prior to pursuing her degrees, she practiced immigration law and also has a background where she was working with IJM in Uganda and some other countries where she developed a national program addressing crimes of violence against women and children for countrywide implementation in partnership with government stakeholders. So she's quite a background, and we're so happy to have her here today. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Grace.
Just to begin, can you tell us a bit about Pepperdine, your background there, how you ended up at Pepperdine, and what makes it so special?
Pepperdine is really special. So it is a Christian institution that's committed to academic excellence. And really the whole thrust of the mission is to equip students for lives of purpose, service, and leadership. So my encounter with Pepperdine started when I was actually in Uganda working as a lawyer with the International Justice Mission, and I got a call that said, Pepperdine is coming and they need more lawyers. And I thought, who is Pepperdine and why are they coming? And so as background to that, Pepperdine was sending teams of law students to work in the prisons. This had grown out of a relationship with basically the nation of Uganda that started with the judiciary in Uganda years before. We had an evidence law professor named Professor Gash who had met someone who had been imprisoned in Uganda for a crime he did not commit, and it captured Professor Gash's heart, and he ended up moving his entire family to Uganda and became the only non-Ugandan admitted before the high court, argued this young man's case, and won. And that really developed a relationship where then the judiciary came to Pepperdine, and the leadership at Pepperdine said, how can we come alongside you and support you with your dreams for your country? And they said, we want to introduce plea bargaining into the nation. And so they did. Pepperdine started sending teams of law students and lawyers overseas, and they worked with the judiciary and the police in Uganda. And so fast forward a few years, they were still doing that. And I got to meet the team in the prisons as we were doing plea bargaining. And it was incredible. And then you fast forward a few more years, and that same law professor is now our president at Pepperdine University. So there's a real heart and emphasis on global justice.
Wow, that's incredible. And we were talking a bit before we started recording about just the ways that studying law and in pursuing whatever path people want to, but there are ways to do it in such a meaningful way. Yeah. Can you touch on anything that comes to mind about the most meaningful parts of your work there, and just anything that would be applicable to students who are maybe thinking that they want to pursue law but want to be anchored in their faith and pursuing a direction that is meaningful where they can make a difference?
Yeah, I think that's so important to think deeply and well on these things. As a follower of Jesus, I think the first thing is just recognizing that everything that we are and everything that we do belongs to Him. And it all flows out of a place of worship. So important to understand that. Our identity is not in who we are or what degrees we have or fancy titles. It's all in relationship with Jesus and being submitted and surrendered to Him. And so I think first and foremost, whether you're interested in law or interested in policy or politics or communications, writing, nonprofit work, I mean, you name it, I think it's so important to discern a sense of calling and vocation and recognizing that it's out of that that the work flows. And so as a young lawyer, really it was becoming aware that slavery existed. And this deep understanding that every human being on the planet has human dignity because they're made in the image of God. It's this idea of the Imago Dei. And because of that, freedom and liberty is so important. And so what does it mean to love God and love man well? I think those were questions that I really wrestled with as an undergraduate student. What does that mean and what does that look like? And then out of that, that sense of vocation and work flowed. And so, you know, for me, there was a sense of calling into the world of law. That's not true of everyone, and that's certainly not the only way to love God and love man well. So it's asking those questions of, what are the things that God has placed inside of you? What are you really good at? Some people love to write. Some people love math. Some people love science. What are you really gifted at and good at? And then thinking about, what are the places in the world around us where there is suffering and there is hardship and there's darkness, and how can we run into those places as followers of Jesus carrying his light? So I think that sense of vocation and being able to answer that question, so critical. And so as a young lawyer, that infused the work with meaning. I wasn't there for glory or gain for myself. Instead, it was this freedom to just love God and to love the people whom he placed in my path because they were made in his image. So that idea of the imago Dei and inherent human dignity, I think, is really critical. And then there's just lots of different ways that that can flow out. For me, it was anti-trafficking work. That's not the only area of law. There's opportunities to come alongside individuals who are dealing with challenges in the workplace, dealing with challenges in the family, immigration, like so many different areas and avenues for loving God and loving man to really flow out of.
Yeah, I think that was so well said and really something that people can think about, because I think especially for those listening who are college students, not everyone who listens is a college student, but for those who are, it is common that we find ourselves in the place of, oh, well, how can I apply these academics that sometimes just seem to kind of be piling up and purely academic, but how can we then take these tools and the gifts that God has blessed us with and go out into the world in the capacity that he's called us to? And as you just explained, that is what we're called to do. We're called to ask those questions, and we're called to live our lives in that intentional way where our mission is to glorify him in what we do with the gifts that he's given us. So well said. Going back to Pepperdine and your work there, so you're the director of recruitment. Can you tell us about some of the typical avenues maybe that students take at Pepperdine and the opportunities that are available to students who may be interested in graduate school and going forward?
Sure. So I work directly with the School of Public Policy at Pepperdine. And students who come through that program, they're very much interested in this idea of human flourishing and how can I engage in the work of public policy. And so public policy, just in a nutshell, it's really addressing a problem that impacts society, whether that's at the local level, the national level, or the international level. So students coming in, they may be interested in running for city government, local, you know, city government, or they may be interested in running a nonprofit or in private firms. Some of them may be interested in serving at the national level, so working on Capitol Hill and helping design the laws and the policies that impact our entire nation. Others might be interested in serving in the Foreign Service and going overseas and representing the interests and the ideas of democracy and human flourishing. And so, you know, there's lots of different avenues and ways that this degree can prepare one. There's no one direction. It really is one of those degrees that can equip you for what we were just talking about, loving God and loving man well in many different spheres and sectors. We do offer very specific specializations. So students may be interested in more of the quantitative analysis. So they're going to look at economics and how that impacts us as a society as a whole. Others might be looking at more of the international relations and national security questions. And then some may be looking at more of the federal law, you know, so American policy and politics and everything in between. We also offer a specialization that looks at dispute resolution and public policy, which is really unique and so critical in today's day and age, where learning how to mediate and negotiate and collaborate with those who may or may not think the same, so important to become people of wisdom and intentionality and character, to be able to engage in those conversations and to listen well and to come forward with really good ideas. So lots of opportunity. At the School of Public Policy, so I'm speaking very specifically to that graduate school, we do offer significant scholarships where we've got a list of different partners, and many of our partners are organizations that students on campus here at Grove City are affiliated with. And if you're affiliated with, you know, any one of our partners, then what we will do is offer significant scholarships to you. And those scholarships are pretty amazing. Like, they will range anywhere from 40 to 70% of the tuition for the duration of the program. So definitely would love to see more Grove City students at Pepperdine.
Yeah, and it's the other part about this we haven't touched on is how beautiful the campus is.
It's okay,
you can't really
I would say.
Beat it. You know, Grove City is beautiful in its own way, but Pepperdine is beautiful in a whole different way.
Well, I mean, you are facing the Pacific Ocean nestled up on a hill. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So there's an extra added motivation to look into it more.
Yeah.
But I just thank you so much for taking the time to share about some of your experience that has been so meaningful and the work that you've been able to do just in human trafficking and immigration and other sorts of things that are really, really important. So I thank you for joining us, sharing more about that, and sharing with students opportunities that they could look into going forward into their careers.
Thanks, Grace. It's a pleasure to be with you, and just such a fan of Grove City. And I've encountered many graduates of Grove City throughout the country in my travels, and everyone has just been so deeply thoughtful and intentional in their approach to work and worship. And so really grateful to be here on campus and just glad to know you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.